I'm speaking today with Harris County Commissioner Steve Raddick, and we are talking about the upcoming Metro referendum and how it relates to the general mobility program, how it relates to Harris County. Sir, the first question I'd like to ask, what exactly does Harris County do with the general mobility program funds? What does Harris County need that for?
What we use it for is to build roads, and vast majority of them are brand new roads, and for many years we've continued to use these funds for that purpose.
And I guess how big a part of the budget is this funding?
Well, that would fluctuate by what year it is and how much bond money we had available. But in these days and times, you really can't sell bonds without necessitating an ad valorem, a property tax increase. So we haven't been, we've been very reluctant to sell bonds. And I think that will continue until we see better and more improvement in our economy. But I would estimate that the number could be somewhere around 8% of the money spent annually on roads.
So we're talking like normal thoroughfares, highways, you name it.
Well, we're talking about county roads. We're not talking about toll roads. We're talking about county roads, and primarily would be in the unincorporated areas, at least in my precinct. And so it would be what we refer to as major thoroughfares, for example, like Fry Road or Barker Cypress, Tailgate Road, roads like that that are major thoroughfares.
Okay. Now, as you know, with the upcoming Metro referendum, the referendum is to authorize the continuation of the general mobility program, in which Metro allocates 25% of its sales tax revenue to the city of Houston, Harris County, and the small member cities for them to use on such projects. Metro and Harris County, led by you, reached an agreement that starting in 2014, increases in the sales tax revenue above that level would be split between the member entities and Metro, with the proviso that Metro could not use that money on rail. I think that particular proviso has, shall we say, it's upset people who consider themselves to be transit advocates. So I'd like to understand the reasoning why that was a condition. Why is it in that deal Metro could not use any of that extra money on rail?
Well, technically, you have these elections, but the Metro board still has tremendous power when it comes to Metro money. What it boils down to, if Metro continues to fund this general mobility program, they're really not going to have the money that they would need to dramatically increase the amount of rail mileage that they could build. I mean, this rail system has is coming in way over budget. They're not going to have the funds, and so basically, they'll be out there trying to get more federal money or whatever money they can come up with. And if they can come up with the money, and that's what they decide to do, the board at Metro decides to do that. That's their business. Our goal here was to continue our mobility money. My goal when talking about negotiating wasn't to sit there and say, well, you can't build rail. We can't stop them from building rail. Do I think this rail program is a good program? No, I don't. I think it's too expensive for what the final product is and how many people use it. But, that's my opinion. But what the county was trying to do, along with most of the small cities, is just to make sure that we didn't have to sacrifice what we're doing, you know, the future roads, so that Metro pretty much could be just doing rail. Now, part of the agreement obviously is that, and this is something Metro, you know, this is Metro's idea, meaning Gilbert Garcia, and that is to build more bus shelters, to buy over 200 new buses, and to pay some of their short-term debt that they accumulated by using commercial paper. I think that's a good plan for Metro. I think they do need more buses. I think they do definitely need more shelters, bus shelters, and I think it's smart for them to pay off some of that debt. But that's more of Metro's decision than ours at the county.
So you're saying that was not a condition that you imposed during the negotiations?
Oh, no. No, I didn't sit there and bat. I didn't have the right to demand that they can't, that, you know, they can't spend their money the way they want to spend their money. I mean, bear in mind, we actually gave up, you know, 50% of the tax revenue increase, you know, after the year 2014, going all the way through 2025. So we did say, okay, we'll split the increase at 50-50. So that's what's giving Metro the extra money to be able to achieve the what I was talking about earlier, the additional buses, shelters, and paying off some short-term debt. But that's the decision of Metro.
What would the effect be on Harris County if the voters reject the extension of the general mobility program?
The effect?
Yeah. How would that affect you? How would that affect the rest of the county?
Well, it would affect us by having, you know, approximately 23.5 million dollars less to build roads in 2014. And to give you an idea, in the year 2025, the amount of projected coming to the county would be somewhere around $32.5 million. Annually, it would be annually. So the point here is the effect would be there would be that many dollars less money to build roads. I mean, that's the effect for Harris County.
I mean, you know, looking at it like from your perspective, in your planning, you know, a few years down the road, what sorts of projects do you have in mind that you might not be able to do if these funds aren't available to you?
Well, Charles, I can't sit here and tell you each roadway that would be affected. You know, obviously, as the growth continues in Harris County, and you know, we're gonna you know, before we know, it'll be over 5 million people in the county. I mean, there'll be more roads identified. I mean, later down the way, you know, in a few more years, you know, each year you see more different projects that'll be identified. You'll have some projects that seem to be a priority that could change because of changing traffic patterns. You know, maybe the state building some new highway, for example, like they're widening 529, which is a, you know, far in the market road within my precinct and Commissioner Cagle's precinct. So the, you know, traffic is, you know, is dynamic. So I can't pinpoint exactly what roadways would be affected or potential roadways, because frankly, some of them haven't even been identified yet, because we can't, you know, project population, but not necessarily where all the people are going to live.
Okay. You know, there's been a lot of talk since the beginning of this process that if the general mobility program were not approved for extension, that various players who you know, use it and depend on it, such as the county, would lobby the legislature to make changes. Can you comment on that? Would you foresee attempting to get something done through the legislature if the general mobility program is voted down by the people?
I definitely believe that that definitely could happen. Your small cities would be, you know, very much affected. the member cities. I assure you that some of those folks, as you know, have already talked about it. It's hard. It's, you know, bear in mind, to give you an idea, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, please.
Let's take an example. Let's just use the year 2014. What's the projected? Well, I tell you what. Let's just use 2012. The amount of mobility money that's going to the city of Houston is $82 million. Just at $82 million, $82.5 million. The county is a little over $20.5 million. The multi-cities, it's almost $34 million. So of all the, you know, the city of Houston, the county, and the total multi-cities, we get the smallest amount of money. We do, Harris County. Harris County. And bear in mind, you know, the unincorporated area, Harris County, if you added up the population and called it a city, would be the fifth largest city in the United States. Houston's the fourth. So we already are here. I mean, the fact of the matter, it's hard to imagine in Harris County you have the equivalent of the fourth largest city and the fifth largest city. So it's not like we're getting, you know, hogging this money by any stretch of the imagination. And see, what some people aren't talking about is the fact that if all the money goes, you know, if people vote no and all the money goes to Metro, then basically, going over what I just said, $82.5 million less for the city, $20.5 million less for the county, and almost $34 million less for the multi-cities. So, I mean, that's a dramatic shift of money. You know, and that, and we're talking here annual, and we're also talking the fact that there would, because of the increased sales tax revenue projected for the metro service area, these numbers would get higher. So it's a huge vote, and so I would say that certainly if people think this is a terrible, terrible idea, and all the money should be spent on rail, and not allow the cities and the county to have the benefit of the mobility money. That's a huge shift, and I'm not so sure that there won't be folks that if it's a yes vote, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the people on the no side, if you will be petitioning the legislature as well. But as you know and I know, if they vote no, then, you know, by contract, the Metro board could actually adjust that under the law if they care to. They technically could continue the mobility money to the county and to the multi-cities and to the city of Houston. I think this is the big question here is this. Are the majority of the people in the Metro service area going to agree with continuing basically the same formula that's been used, except starting in the year 2015, you know, that increase in the tax revenue would be, the increase would be split between Metro and the small cities, multi-cities, the city of Houston and the county. Would it be split? That's the decision they have to make. And I think it's important, too, if they make that decision, could that affect future rail for Metro? And the answer is, yes, it could. Absolutely, it could.
Okay. All right, so just to summarize, is there anything else you would want to say to someone who's thinking about voting no to convince them that they should vote yes?
Well, I think if people study the issue carefully, it's how many people, if you take a look at all the people who use, let's say, for example, the buses compared to the rail. I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, it's far more people than the buses. Do we need a healthy bus system to support, you know, future rail expansion? The answer is yes. I mean, you have to get a means of transportation to get people to the rail. You gotta have something that's going to be these. It's going to obviously be buses. So buses are important for the future and the ridership numbers for Metro. But if somebody is, and like I've had some people contact me, they live, you know, by, you know, a rail facility, well, they think it's great. You know, they just jump on the trains. I, for example, a person by the Astrodome said they just get on the train and go, well, that's good. It works well for them. But let's think about how large the metro service area is, how many, you know, miles it is from the far west side of the metro service area to get to any rail facility is quite a journey. There's got to be a way to get there.
Okay. Commissioner Raddick, thank you very much for talking to me today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it.